time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un visited China in Kim's first trip out of his country since assuming power. Donald Trump Wednesday morning tweeting, "Received message last night from Xi Jinping of China that his meeting with Kim Jong-un went very well and that Kim looks forward to his meeting with me. In the meantime, and unfortunately, maximum sanctions and pressure must be maintained at all cost." At least a dozen states are suing the Trump administration over its decision to add a question to the 2020 census asking respondents if they are U.S. citizens. From CNN.
"We're not going to stop, and we're going to defend every one of our rights to make sure that every one of our people who's worked hard to make California the sixth largest economy in the state is counted."
California's attorney general suing the Trump administration over that count. The U.S. Census, the form you fill out, making sure the country has an accurate count of the people who live here. The Justice Department requesting a seemingly simple question be asked, asking, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" California says it's much more than that, at the heart designed to cheat this anti-Trump state.
"It literally diminishes our voice in our federal government and compromises our fair representation that's called for in the Constitution and in federal law. That's exactly what's at stake here."
In California, undocumented immigrants make up nearly 2 to 3 million people. And in the Trump presidency, fear in those communities has grown. Trump giving more teeth to immigration enforcement. Under Trump, arrests of non-criminal immigrants more than doubled in 2017 as compared to the year before. California's lawmakers say that deters undocumented immigrants from declaring their status on any document. Fewer people counted in California, fewer federal dollars, and potentially fewer representatives in Congress. The Trump re-election campaign endorsed the DOJ's move. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, in a letter reinstating the citizenship question on the 2020 census, writes, "For the approximately 90% of the population who are citizens, this question is no additional imposition."
William Strample, former dean of Michigan State University's College of Osteopathic Medicine and the boss of Larry Nassar, was arrested Monday for using his office to harass, discriminate, demean, sexually proposition, and sexually assault female students, according to the Michigan Attorney General's office.
It was the boss of Larry Nassar, the doctor here at MSU, the Olympic physician for all the gymnasts in this country. And what happened is that it was this doctor who actually stood up for Larry Nassar in the Title IX complaint in 2014 and said it was a medical procedure. He wasn't sexually assaulting young women. And that doctor is what allowed MSU to say it was an approved procedure and he kept assaulting young women. One of the things that just stands out from the criminal complaint filed today is criminal sexual conduct. And according to the affidavit of probable cause, four young women, all female, all medical students, say that Dr. William Strample actually groped them, propositioned them, told them, "If you do me a favor, I'll do you a favor," gave them comments that they needed to dress in a more sexy manner. And the details are just striking. Additionally, we learned some background today from the special prosecutor, William Forsythe, with the Michigan Attorney General's office, that they received a tip in February. And that tip made them act quickly. And they executed a search warrant right here at Michigan State University to get Dr. Strample's computer, electronic equipment. And one of the charges here also in regard to the misconduct has to do with pornography of women that was found on his computers. Images, some of them appearing to be selfies. Most of them, we were told, have to do with Michigan State University students, and also videos. Pornography on his computer, 37,000 images of child porn on Larry Nassar's computer.
Stormy Daniels' attorney is asking a federal judge in California for permission to depose the president and his longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, about the non-disclosure agreement the porn actress says she signed to keep quiet about her alleged affair with Trump. In documents filed early Wednesday morning, Michael Avenatti said he was seeking to depose Trump and Cohen for no more than 2 hours each to find out whether Trump was aware of the agreement and whether he consented to it. The president, who repeatedly insisted during the campaign that Mexico would pay for a wall along the southern border, is privately pushing for the U.S. military to fund construction.
According to the Washington Post, Trump, quote, is privately pushing the U.S. military to fund construction of his signature project, suggesting the Pentagon could fund the sprawling construction, citing a national security risk. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders dodged questions about that topic earlier today.
Does he mean that he wants the military to pay for the border wall? Can you speak generally to that?
Again, I'm not going to get into the specifics of that, but I can tell you that the wall is continuing to be built currently, and we're going to keep pushing forward until it's fully completed in the way that the president feels is necessary to defend the country.
And isn't it true at this point that Mexico is just not going to pay for that wall?
I'm not going to go beyond what the president's already said. I think he still has plans to look at potential ways for that to happen.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.